So you call them
sawhorses.
Okay, that's fine. If you have a baby that you want to take somewhere, what do you call something that you can put the baby in to lie in? It's got a hood and a handle.
Bassinet.
Okay. And now, is this the thing that's got wheels on it?
No, it's a carriage.
Okay.
Over it.
And if you had a baby in a carriage, you might say you were going to, what, push it? Okay.
Yeah.
Would you ever use an expression like catty-cornered or anti-goblin or kitty-cornered or something like that?
I use catty-cornered.
And when do you use that? What's that?
Well, when everything gets wrong or I want something to try to fix something straight and it gets catty-cornered, so it's not straight.
Okay. So catty-cornered means it's not straight.
Not straight.
Okay. Oh, that's wonderful. That's all of these questions, Ms. I wonder if you'd take a few minutes now to tell me something about what things were like when you were growing up, what kind of work you did around the place.
Well, we started out feeding chickens and milking cows.
Yeah, oh, that's, if you just tell me about a whole day, you know, just a typical day.
Well, I start off in the morning.
Yeah.
Get up in the morning before the sun.
Did you just wake up, or did somebody wake you up?
Oh, my mother got us up. We had to get up. Uh-huh. She was up. And she fixed breakfast while we did this at breakfast time. And we had to be in at breakfast about 7:30. And we got up when we got old enough. We got up and fed chickens. We fed hogs. We milked the cows.
Oh, this was before breakfast?
Yes. Before breakfast.
How many cows did you all have?
Oh,
a lot of cows?
We had a lot of them. We had about 20 head, I think.
Oh, my Lord. That must have taken a good long time.
Well, somebody else could milk, see.
Uh-huh.
Three or four of us would go out and milk cows.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'd go by and throw some chicken feed out with some corn, shell some corn out for the chickens off the cob.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'd go and take some of that corn and put it in the hog pen where the hogs could eat it. And then give them some water.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd go in and eat breakfast and take the milk in from where we went. Mm-hmm. Drink milk for breakfast right out of the cow.
I bet it was good like that too.
It was. We were never sick. And then, between then and dinner time, we went to the field. We chopped cotton, we pulled grass.
Now, what do you mean, chopped cotton?
Well, if the cotton was in the spring, then we'd done planted cotton seed. We'd go out and plant the cotton. We had plows to plant it with, see, and two mules.
Mm-hmm.
One would run the guano distributor with a mule, and that thing that put the guano in was a distributor.
Mm-hmm.
You pull the guano in, then the mule would pull it along, and put the guano down in the row. And then this cotton planter would come behind it and put out the cotton seed and then cover them up, see.
Uh-huh.
That was one man and one mule and one planter, see. It went on and finished up the row.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to get out there and tote them cotton seed to that planter and pour them in there.
Uh-huh.
And we had to get out and tote that guano to that planter and put it in that way to put it down for the row of cotton seed.
Mm-hmm.
Or anything else we was going to plant, that's what we had to do for with the planter. And then we would, in that time, and then we'd do peas the same way. We'd plant peas, and we'd plant peanuts, and we'd plant corn, and we'd plant the garden. We had all that to do when we planted the garden.
What'd you have in the garden?
We had all kind of vegetables that we liked.
You had vegetables that you'd eat?
Yeah, that we'd like to eat.
Uh-huh.
We didn't eat all kinds, but we planted what we liked.
Uh-huh.
So we wouldn't have to throw anything away. And what we did, we gave to the hog. We'd take it to the hogs and give it to them, so they could eat it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mama, she would cook dinner. She'd cook sweet potatoes if it was that time of the year. And sweet potato pie and pumpkin pie and apple pies and apple turnovers and apple. Just everything, whenever that season was in.
Well, now, when you all were out in the field, did she stay in the house and do the housework?
Yes, she did.
Uh-huh. Well, do you know how she made sweet potato pie?
Yes, sir, I know how to make it.
Well, would you tell me about it? Because my husband just loves sweet potatoes, and I've never made him any sweet potato pie.
It's kind of how much she makes. You know, Mama had a big family, and she'd make it up in a big old dish pan. She'd make 15 or 20 at one time.